Remember your faithful Heavenly Father this Father's Day. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Ephesians 1:2 says, "May grace, God's unmerited favor, and spiritual peace, which means peace with God and harmony, unity, and undisturbedness, be yours from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." This Father's Day, let's focus on this profound fact. God Himself offers to fill the Father role in every believer's life. When we know Jesus as personal Savior and Lord, we know God as Father. Yes, the Creator of all universes cares about you and loves you deeply. He wants you. He created you on purpose for His purpose, and He offers His best to you, not leftovers. He promises to make all things right when Christ returns, and He never forsakes His own. Think of the most loving father or fatherly figure in your life. I thank God that I have been blessed with amazing men who love the Lord and love me. My earthly father is such a great example. My husband is such a great example. And my grandpas who are with Jesus were also really good examples of loving the Lord and loving others. And every good trait of them and any good trait of your father figure or father, the good traits are just a tiny hint at the infinite goodness, love, and faithfulness of God. Think about it. Yes, even the finest earthly father or father figure only reflects in part the character traits of our Heavenly Father's heart. He is so loving, faithful, and good. Think of it again. When we know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we know God as Father. Soak it in. Thank Him. Love Him back. Let's take God's word to heart with me. Praised, honored, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. By His boundless mercy, we have been born again to an ever-living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, born anew into an inheritance which is beyond the reach of change and decay, imperishable, unsullied, and unfading, reserved in heaven for you, who are being guarded, garrisoned by God's power through your faith till you fully inherit that final salvation that is ready to be revealed for you in the last time. That was 1 Peter 1, 2-5. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for wanting us and loving us. We just bless your name right now. We thank you. We praise you. We welcome you. We honor you this Father's Day. Lord, I also pray with those who realize they have not been following you. And I just pray with them right now to put complete trust in you. You alone are 100% trustworthy, and you alone are God. So we put our trust in you like no other. Right now, we trust you. We trust you. And we ask that you would just help us to love you and love others. We welcome you in our hearts afresh. Please be our Savior and Lord. We rely on you alone for salvation and believe that Jesus died on the cross, bearing the punishment for our sin, that He rose again, conquering sin and death. And we confess you as Lord, and we bless your name again and again. And Lord, I pray with those hurting this Father's Day. Please comfort them as only you can. Pray for all prayer requests, for your best, for your intervention in your name, Jesus. And we just lean on you together and thank you for loving us and for willing to fill the role as our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Do something just for our Heavenly Father this Father's Day. God bless you, my friends.